Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says the U.S. financial system is stabilizing and the government does not plan to tap the remaining $410 billion of a financial rescue fund unless a further need arises. Paulson says he is unlikely to use the remains of the $700 billion bailout to launch substantial new programs, preferring to keep the money in reserve for unforeseen emergencies and to preserve flexibility for the Obama administration. Paulson, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chairman Sheila Blair are scheduled to testify before the U.S. House Financial Services Committee on the Troubled Asset Relief Program this morning. After the closing bell yesterday, NASS gave its latest estimates for how progress is occurring for the corn harvest, as well as winter wheat crop estimates. Here are the numbers. NASS says that the crop is 78% harvested versus 71% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 94%. Individual states, Illinois is 12% behind schedule, Iowa 26% behind schedule, Minnesota 18, Nebraska 29, and North Dakota is 62% behind schedule. Meanwhile, the winter wheat crop is rated 66% good to excellent this week versus 68% a week ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 8,319, is up 46 points. The NASDAQ at, I don't have the NASDAQ quote, but the S&P 500 is at 854, and it's up almost 4.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Have that NASDAQ quote now. It's at 1488, and it's up 6.82. Joining us now to talk about the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Lake effect snow is occurring in northwest Indiana and southwest lower Michigan right now. The heaviest snow bands in Berrien County, Michigan, and LaPorte County in Indiana. Earlier this morning, heavy snow falling in Porter County, Indiana. Around Valparaiso, 8 to 10 inches of snow fell. And now the heaviest snow band has shifted a little farther to the east, basically just east of Michigan City, just west of South Bend. And that area getting a significant snow cover. There's also significant snow cover in northeast Ohio, northwest Pennsylvania, and western New York, south of Buffalo. But just light amounts of snow over most areas that have any snow cover at all in the Corn Belt, and that would be parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. But by and large, the Corn Belt free of snow. A little bit of snow cover still in northeastern and east central South Dakota as well, but most of the snow had covered South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and northwest Iowa is gone at this point. As we look ahead over the coming week, most of the Corn Belt will have dry weather, so that will allow for some field access over time. There is a weather system that may come through this upcoming weekend, and that weather system that may come through this upcoming weekend could touch off a little bit of light rain and snow late Saturday through early Monday across the heart of the Midwest Corn Belt. Maybe the far northwestern areas staying dry, such as northwest Iowa, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. But much of Iowa, especially southern and eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan could pick up a little bit of precipitation late in the weekend. So that's the next possibility. Meanwhile, generally cool weather is going to prevail this week around the Great Lakes region. So drying rates are going to be slow, but again, mostly dry weather, so some field access will be possible. Meanwhile, it's going to be warm out west, and some of that will get into the high plains. That would be eastern Colorado, western Nebraska, western Kansas, and the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma. That's where some of the feedlots are. And it looks like later this week, unseasonably warm weather out there, with high temperatures getting into the 70s. There may even be a few places on occasion that get into the 80s. Of course, what we're most focused on at this time of year is South America. So we'll go down there, and I will tell you that our biggest concerns remain with Argentina. I'll get to that in a moment. Looks like in Brazil, there's not going to be any major issues with soil moisture in Brazil. Some of the southern areas have been a little drier lately, which is okay because they had the heavy rain in late October and the very early part of this month. Now, of course, if it stays dry for too long down there, then we'll have to start to worry about that. But most of the rain has shifted to the northern production areas of Brazil. And it looks like over the next week or so, most of the precipitation will be occurring in the northernmost states. And so Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and even the up till now dry Bahia will get the most precipitation. So improving soil moisture in some of the northern areas that were dry, improvements with dryness in southern areas, although we'll have to watch it with it maybe staying dry too long. But in Argentina, it looks like there may be a few showers and thunderstorms late in the weekend for at least northern production areas from Cordoba and Santa Fe northward. But in the meantime, it's going to be hot, especially in the western production areas as you approach the Andes Mountains, and mainly dry weather. So some places are very dry in Argentina, including southern parts of Cordoba. That's an area that's been extremely dry so far this season, and that's where the biggest worries are with South American production. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 567, up 1.5. Last trade down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 535, up 1.25. Last trade down 7. March, 553.75, down 0.25. Last trade down 5.75. December, 624.25, down 3.25. Last trade down 6.5. December corn opened at 384.25, down 1.5. Last trade down 5. July, 424.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 1.75. January beans, 904, down 2.5. Last trade down 9.5. July, 930, down 5. Last trade down 8.75. December soybean meal, 270.50, down 80. Last trade down 2.80. December soybean oil, 32.35, up 3. Last trade down 33. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Not a lot, really, to talk about here on the fundamental side. You had the crop progress report last night. Everybody knows that the crop is behind. No one's paying attention to that particular number. Did they begin to pay attention to it today?
No, I don't think so. We were down 8 to 9 in corn or beans overnight, and down another 5 in corn. I think it's still the outside markets worries about the usage worldwide, whether we're going to use as much as they say we're going to, and also about if anybody's going to have any money left to use anything.
So it's still all about the demand side of the equation.
It's about demand and then the world economy.
Well, turn your attention to the charts then, Pete. If there's not a lot of fundamental news, maybe there's something there technically. And as I look at the charts there, we're pretty much trading right in the mid-range of where we've been in the last month in both corn and beans.
Yeah, we haven't gone anywhere. We're just sitting, and we go up a little bit, we go down a little bit. We've, 10 days ago, we got near the low in corn one time. In beans, we haven't been near the low for probably 4 to 5 weeks, but we just aren't going anywhere. We're just back and forth, based on outside what the dollar does. The dollar's up a little right now. It was up almost 30 cents. It's only up about 7 now. And also on the crude oil and the Dow.
Crude oil made a new low today for its move. Do you think that we might see $50 crude oil at some point?
Well, I think that's easily possible. After it made that low, though, it bounced back up over a dollar. So, I mean, where's it going? Is it just ratcheting down, or is it just going to be in the mid-50s? and it just doesn't seem that January is at 56, up 67 after being low at 54.64. The December hit 54.13, but it's back $1.50 above that, about $1.60 above that.
So what is this market waiting on, do you think?
I think they're still waiting on to see what the economies of the U.S. and the world do, and they're just waiting because there's fear of putting money anywhere except in cash that it'll disappear.
One thing that has been a bright spot is basis, especially in corn lately.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody's selling because of the price and where it was, so end users are going to have to, offer to pay more, and that means basis gets narrower.
All right, then let's go ahead and get your calls for this morning, please.
Calls this morning are on corn 5 to 6 lower, soybeans 7 to 8 lower, wheat 5 to 7 lower, cattle 10 to 30 higher, and hogs mixed.
All right, Pete, you have a grand day today.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart, he's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning here on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have all this information on our website 24/7. You can go and download it at WILLAG.org. You also can sign up for podcasts of all of our programs. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.